Live from the Jukebox Junction Restaurant here in Bethel, North Carolina, it's the Brett Chappell Show. Along with head coach Brett Chappell, this is Chad Upton. Good to have everyone with us this morning. Black Bears, big win last night over Tuscola in overtime. Really two nights in a row when we go back and look at that JV game. And coach, there's no better feeling than waking up on Saturday morning after getting a big win. And that was such a big win for our program right now.
You know, it was just one of those deals just great to be a part of. You know, we talk about that all week and talk to the kids about, you know, being from here and what it means to the people, you know, the community, the families and brothers and sisters and moms and dads and granddads and grandmas and all those things. And it was certainly true, you know, last night as well. Great crowd. It was, you know, our side was full very early. You know, we got there a little bit early last night too, just to make sure our kids could get acclimated a little bit to their surroundings and let them kind of walk around a little bit, you know, a little bit earlier than usual. But, you know, just a great atmosphere, great to be a part of.
You go back and you look at the way things approached last week. Really, you wanted to make sure that your guys had a lot of focus, didn't you, going into the week? And that seemed to really pay off in terms of where they were last night.
You know, we didn't feel like we needed to say a whole lot coming into last night's game because of everything else going on and obviously the rivalry part of it. And, you know, we didn't preach a whole lot about it this past week in practice. We changed a few things as far as how we did some things, but, you know, for the most part, kind of a routine deal. We just didn't feel like we needed to say as much about it. And I think the kids kind of understood where we were at, and backs were against the wall a little bit as far as wins and losses and conference. But, you know, priority number one for us was trying to win that rivalry game.
And you go back and, again, you go through all the things that happened. I think that one of the things, you know, Dad and I were talking about this last week, at this point in the season, you had a chance to really take a look at them throughout the year in terms of film and be able to study what they do. And it's probably really difficult to prepare for an offense like you saw last night. I remember, and Chuck and I talked about this, I remember that Georgia Southern used to gash Appalachian all the time with that same kind of style of offense. We see what Georgia Tech does with the triple option. And it's just so tough to practice against during the week and then defend on Friday night. But you guys have had a lot of chances to see what they do, and I think you're really good at picking up on the nuances of where they run their offense. And again, it seemed like that defensive, as it has been really throughout the year, for the last several years, has came out and played very well against that offense last night.
You know, sitting here looking at the stats from not only last night's game, but from the JV game as well. Last night's game, we gave up 145 yards of rushing in the first half, which was a, you know, obviously a high number, but we only gave up 34 in the second half. You know, made some really good adjustments at halftime, Ricky and the staff did on the defensive side. And you go back to the JV game, I wanted to talk about them too. I brought their stat sheet in. Gave up 110 in the first half and 90 in the second half. So you're talking about offense that were both, I think, I know the JVs were averaging something over 40 points a game, and their varsity was high 30s, 38, 39 points a game. And to hold them, you know, what we did both nights, I think is phenomenal on the side of the ball.
What was it that was it? Was it the adjustments that you're able to make at halftime, or is it just the chance for those kids to be able to see the flow of the game and then be able to pick up on what's going on? Or is it maybe a little bit of both?
You know, more so for the JVs, I think just getting the flow. You know, obviously on the varsity side of it, we had to make a couple of adjustments based off of what they were doing. And, you know, once we got that fixed, we got back settled down. I thought we were good. You know, they had to pass it a little bit more in the second half. They didn't pass any in the first half. And I think he was, you know, sitting there looking at it, he was 2 for 5 for 60 yards. So, you know, had 60 yards throwing for the night, 179 yards rushing, 239 total. So, you know, I thought, I thought our defense just did a really good job in not getting too, you know, overwhelmed with everything going on. And we gave up a few big plays. You know, that was one of the things we wanted to try to, you're not going to say you can eliminate it, but you just wanted to not give up too many of those big plays and kind of keep them in check. And I thought for the most part, other than, you know, quarterback had one long run and we had one long pass. But other than that, I thought our kids did really well on that side of the ball.
It starts up front and offensively when you go and look at those numbers that you've got. Again, you've got to be really excited. Van Varenberg continues to be a workhorse for you. Nearly 30 carries. I believe I've got him for 28 carries and almost 140 yards. And then your backs did a great job again last night, too. Parrott had 10 carries for 40. Receivers, again, Trey had 8 catches for 98 yards and a score, I believe. Jesse had a couple of catches for 55. And then Houston Rodgers went out there and played, I thought, a very, very solid game quarterback. He was 10 of 16 for 153 yards. He got a touchdown in there. He was very efficient last night, too. So, and again, and this is what we've seen in the last several games, too, is that your offense right now is very balanced in terms of what it can do.
You know, you're looking at the stats you were talking about. I'm looking at them. In the offensive stats in the first half, we were 96 yards rushing, 86 yards passing. Second half, we were 94 rushing and 67 passing. So we were very balanced, 190 rushing total and 153 passing. So, you know, real pleased with the balance that we had. And, you know, we had told our kids we were going to be very aggressive on the play calling. You know, even when we got down to the end zone, and I know we threw a pick there in the end zone, but, you know, that was something that we had planned. We had planned on being very aggressive. We were going to take shots. And, you know, obviously when we got into overtime, we had to be a little bit more conservative and you know, go out and get points. But you know, really pleased, especially the first drive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought we came out fast. That was one thing we really preached.
9 minutes, I believe.
Yeah. Really one thing we preached all week was, you know, a long drives, keeping the ball away from them. And even though we didn't get points, I think every one of the drives we had in the first half, and I don't think there was but three drives or maybe four, all of them finished on their side of the 50.
Right.
So we were doing a really good job, you know, crossing that 50 and pinning them down even when we didn't get points out of it.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
New at Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza, the HomePass credit card. No annual fee, low monthly payments, and special financing on qualified purchases. Apply in-store or check the link on the Facebook page. And now be right on target. Hometown Hardware now carries ammo, including .22 long rifle. Pisgah Sportsman Club clay targets can be purchased for donation to the club at Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill.
For a better price and better insurance coverage, call Samuel Freeman or Bradley Pope at the Freeman Agency. These two men are Pisgah graduates who bring you Erie Insurance with coverage for auto, home, business, and life. Sample Freeman Agency service at 1656 South Main Street, close to Walmart in Waynesville, or talk with Bradley or Samuel at 246-0546 about Erie Insurance for your everyday needs.
Again, going back both to last night and to several previous games that we've had, you know, our MVP for the station last night was Tanner. And, boy, you can't ask for much more from your kicker to go out there and make big kicks all night long, and he was perfect. There was, you know, one of the misses there earlier in the game on a PAT, I believe, but that was a penalized situation against Tuscola. But he was solid all night long. Didn't seem like that the circumstances fazed him one bit. That's a big deal to have that weapon.
It is. I thought he was clutch. You know, obviously, it all got started with Christian's kickoff return. To get such a, you know, get such a huge kickoff return, and, you know, had we not got the good field position, we were going to be rushed a little bit more than what we wanted to be. Still felt good about it. We were talking there on the sideline. We're fine. You know, we'll be all right. We got plenty enough time to get down there. And, you know, we kind of worked the ball around and got it down there in his field goal range. I didn't like being on that right hash, but we couldn't get it back to the middle where we wanted it. And, you know, obviously they took a timeout and tried to ice him, and it gave us time to make sure we were good up front on our block. And one thing they did, and I don't know if anybody noticed it, they were overloading on a couple of different sides on that. And we ended up, especially on the last one that Tanner kicked in overtime, if you notice, we kept flipping with them. They'd flip and we'd flip. They'd flip and we'd flip. And we were just trying to get balanced up so we had a little bit better protection. And kind of a cat and mouse game a little bit. But, you know, didn't say anything to Tanner. That was one thing that kind of he requested during the week, is that we just leave him alone and we let him stay out there by himself.
Yeah, I noticed that.
You know, and the last thing I told him, I said, trust that these boys will get it taken care of and Houston will get it down, you kick it. And he was solid. I mean, you go back and look at it on film and, you know, they were both down the middle.
Right.
And hard angles, especially the one in overtime. You know, because that's close in there on that right hash like that. And
he had to pull it across his body. It's a tough kick.
And he did a really good job with it.
Was there ever a moment in that particular drive that you were afraid of scoring too early?
You know, there wasn't. You know, we had it almost right there at a minute. I think it was like a minute and 15 seconds, you know, when we had to kick it. But they really hadn't hurt us in the past. It's just not what they do. You know, when we got the turnover earlier and didn't get the points out of it and we threw the pick, we were trying to put it away. We were trying to get stretch it out to that two score. We felt like if we could have got a score, a touchdown right there, that we could have put it away. Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously didn't get that, and they ended up driving and, mm-hmm. and going up. And, you know, but you look at it, and it just makes for a better ending, I guess.
Yeah, when you go back, I want to go back to the beginning of the game, and I remember that play. It's a ball thrown to Trey in the corner. And it looked to me like that he might have lost the football in the lights, didn't get up quite quickly enough to try to make a catch right there. Is that what happened on that play? Do you know which one I'm talking about?
The very first
yes.
one? Yes. You know, I don't know if he lost it in the lights. He came back and he said it was his fault. He started backpedaling. He was open in Houston to put it where he wanted it to. And Trey got about, ball got about 2 or 3 feet from him, and he started backpedaling instead of keep running forward. And lost it tracking it, I think.
Yeah,
I only was able to get really one hand up at it and take a look at it. But anyways, it was, you know, that was kind of a missed opportunity. You know, we missed another one down there at the goal line.
Right.
Had another drop pass.
Right.
It was in the end zone.
Right.
And, you know, again, you go back and there's a lot of things that you could fix. But the biggest thing for us when we got into overtime, our kids didn't panic. You know, I thought they just continued to fight. And they did the same thing on Thursday night with the JVs. You know, they just stayed right in it. They didn't lose control and just did what they needed to do to get a win.
As a coach, is your mindset different depending on which way the toss goes in terms of the way you're going to go? Obviously, you're going to go on defense if you win the toss. Is your mindset about the approach any different from there?
I think absolutely to me. You know, obviously, if you go first, you got to get points. Regardless, you got to get points. You know, the thing that I look at on the film and the play calling last night, you know, they were – same guy was doing the same plays on Thursday that he was on Friday.
Right.
And all three of those plays were straight up the middle, mm-hmm. right behind the center.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, Ricky and I watched a lot of film on Friday morning of the Thursday night game. So he and I both had a really good feel about what was coming.
Yeah.
And I just think they did a really good job. Talking about Ricky and the defensive staff, I think they did a really good job getting us in what we needed to get into to stop that particular play.
And it wasn't like it was really a fourth one. It was fourth and just a couple of inches. And he absolutely got stonewalled. He never got close, it seemed to me, from our angle. Then they started pitching it around and trying to find a way. I was a little bit nervous about them being able to find a way to get it into the end zone at that point with everything just kind of going nuts. But, again, you guys just completely stonewalled right there. Again, on fourth down. And you got to do what you got to do and make it happen. And I know you got to be really proud of your kids. And the other thing going back to it, and too, we talked about this, is that we felt like that we needed to play with a little bit of desperation and urgency last night. And from the get-go, completely through the overtime, we saw that level of urgency from everybody.
I think our kids rallied.
Yeah.
You know, and you were talking about that, those last two plays on defense. You know, I've heard somebody say, well, he was in the end zone. He, you know, he crossed the line on the third down play. He crossed the line. It was the soccer line. Wasn't the goal line. He crossed the yellow line.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the goal line is the white line.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't even close to the white line.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, if you go back and look at it, we knocked the center back into the quarterback. It's why he didn't have any surge on the last one. It knocked
right.
him backwards.
Yeah.
And that's why he ended up trying to go around the edge and then had to, you know, pitch it around lateral it. But if you look at it too, Jesse Martinez comes all the way from the far side, jumps over two people to come scoop up, try to get the fumble.
Yeah.
But, you know, you just had a lot of kids not wanting to go down.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a good feeling for our kids.
How about health-wise last night? Daniel looked like he got dinged a little bit, maybe an ankle or something along those lines. And maybe Wilson looked like he was perhaps a little bit dinged up. Where are we right now health-wise?
You know, three of the kids, you know, we were concerned with after the game. Obviously, Daniel was one of them. Creighton Kirkpatrick was one of them. He rolled up an ankle real early in the game. And then, of course, Josh Wilson. Josh is the major concern for us right now. We'll learn more about him as he gets reevaluated on Monday. And then I'll check and talk with his mom this morning and just see how he feels. But it was one of those open field deals and didn't get hit or anything like that. And, you know, knee give out on him. So, you know, bigger concern on that end for him. He does a lot of stuff for us. You know, we had to make a lot of changes on special teams and things of that nature. So he's certainly, you know, an important player for us, not only just on the defense and offense, but he's, you know, a special team player too. And, you know, we had to call a timeout to get everything adjusted for the PATs.
Yeah.
So, anyways, we'll reevaluate everything on Monday with those guys and just see where we're at.
Going back to injuries for Tuscola seemed like they lost a little of their momentum when they lost their Davis kid there in the second quarter too. And he's a stud player. Just got him back out there. Went back out, I guess, with a perhaps, I guess, looking at that knee again. Is that what you saw?
Same thing. Yeah. You know, he got dinged up a little bit. It was just a really physical game.
It was.
You know, it's kind of what you expect in that game. I know their quarterback took some shots. But when you run with him that much, he's going to.
And he had most of the offense, too, in terms of rushing the football. And it seemed like that's where their bread and butter was in terms of at least picking up yards was, you know, running that option with him keeping.
Yeah, 16 carries for 87 yards. I'm sitting here looking at right now. I think the next closest one was 6 carries for 47 yards. That was one of the wings.
Back in just a moment. This is AM 920 WPTL.
Plus Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier. With floor mats to keep winter slush in check, linen service, and uniforms for a complete professional look. Call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty shops and local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina for nearly 90 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
This is Chad Upton for Pisgah Family Barbershop in their new location. Take a short drive out Champion Drive and enjoy plenty of store-wide parking. Inside, Pisgah Family Barbershop's well-known hospitality, with Ken Warren and his crew providing excellent haircuts for men, women, and children. For style and convenience, you'll be a regular at the new location of Pisgah Family Barbershop on Champion Drive across from Burger King, I-40, exit 31.
Again, scores from last night. We want to go through those real quick. We start looking ahead down towards November. Again, Piedmont winning over Anson last night, 49-6. At Polk, beat Avery, 43-41. Madison, 15-14 over Owen, handing them Madison getting, I believe, their first win of the season. Independence over Garinger last night, 65-7. Mallard Creek, 22-21 over Vance Rosman, 21-0 over Cherokee. Concord, a winner last night, 35-14. Over Carson. Reynolds, 64-3 over Inca last night. Watauga beat High Brighton, 36-22. Franklin over North Henderson. North Henderson, again, our opponent next week, still a very good football team. 28-12 losing to Franklin last night. South Point beat Forest View, 34-7. Mitchell over Hendersonville, 56-40. Asheville, 54-7 over McDowell. Monroe, 45-20 over Mount Pleasant. South Iredell, 21-10 over Mooresville. Freedom, 34-10 over South Caldwell last night. East Lincoln, Newton Conover beating East Lincoln last night. Statesville, 44-14 over North Lincoln. Shelby, 49-7 over Burns. Crest, a winner last night over East Burke, 37-7. Smoky Mountain beating East Henderson, 28-0. Swain over Andrews, 49-19. East Rutherford, 16-14 over Drawn. And West Henderson, 12-7 over Brevard. Just some scores from both the region and in the 3A that we wanted to look at. And sounds like that Brevard gave West all they wanted last night. Probably coming off that, you know, that win against us, maybe they were drained a little bit too. But they held Brevard held West to 12 points. So, you know, still a lot to be said for where the conference is right now. And it just goes to show that you can't really predict anything from here on out. You just got to take care of your business, right?
We took one step forward last night.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's three games for us left, three games that we need to win. But three games, if we don't play well, we lose.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Smokey's a concern, very big up front, very good on defense. Offense is not scoring a lot of points, but very similar to us, they're not having to. Defense is playing really well. Obviously, you got North as well, who's been playing good. Obviously, beat Tuscola last week. Really good quarterback and offense. And defense is much improved, much more aggressive and physical than they have been in the past. And, of course, you just mentioned Brevard. So, three games that we're going to have to take week by week, and certainly that's how we'll approach the North game that's coming.
Have you seen? I'm sure you have. You've seen a lot of film on North at this point too.
We have, and all the way up from the North Buncombe game, first game of the season, they had actually scrimmaged. North Henderson and North Buncombe had scrimmaged, and I remember talking to Coach Cagle, and you know, one of the things that he told me early on, he said he felt like they were much more physical than they have been. That was the first thing that we talked about, you know, as we got ready to play that night, and just kind of looking at the rest of the season. And it was just one of those things that, you know, you kind of share information as you go through the season with coaches, you know. And I think Coach Dinwiddie's got a really good bunch that, you know, he had playing as sophomores. So they've been playing for 3 years, especially that quarterback. So we'll have our hands full next week.
Do you worry about having to re-energize your kids? Do they completely get how important that North game is?
You know, you hope that you could say that they will understand it. I think once we get in there and watch film and see how things have gone, they'll get a better feel for it. And, you know, you just got to see how your team is on Monday when you come in. How do you need to address it? Do you need to, you know, be more vocal about it, or do they kind of get it? So, you know, hopefully we'll come in and kind of rally around it and get ready to go for next Friday.
Was there anything any different about the way the team felt after last night, the previous two wins over Tuscola?
You know, I think coming off those two losses in a row, you know, and I think, you know, you mentioned that kind of having your back against a wall, and we didn't say a whole lot about that, but I don't think we had to. I think the kids kind of felt it. We knew we were in a position we had to have a win to move forward, and hopefully we can win out right here and see if we can get a higher seed for the 3A part of our conference and not have to travel. But, you know, again, we could lose all three of these and not even make the playoffs. So we've certainly got a lot left to play for, and hopefully we'll come back together and have a good week of practice.
Back in just a moment. It's a Brett Chappell show on WPTL.
For a better price and better insurance coverage, call Samuel Freeman or Bradley Pope at the Freeman Agency. These two men are Pisgah graduates who bring you Erie Insurance with coverage for auto, home, business, and life. Sample Freeman Agency service at 1656 South Main Street, close to Walmart in Waynesville, or talk with Bradley or Samuel at 246-0546 about Erie Insurance for your everyday needs.
New at Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza, the HomePass credit card. No annual fee, low monthly payments, and special financing on qualified purchases. Apply in store or check the link on the Facebook page. And now be right on target. Hometown Hardware now carries ammo including .22 long rifle. Pisgah Sportsman Club clay targets can be purchased for donation to the club at Hometown Hardware in Canton Plaza on Radio Hill.
Plus Linen and Uniform Service makes business life easier. With floor mats to keep winter slush in check, linen service, and uniforms for a complete professional look, call 648-2384. A representative from Plus will explore your needs and provide a quote. From small beauty shops and local garages to offices and large institutions, Plus Linen and Uniform Service has served Western North Carolina and Upper South Carolina for nearly 90 years. And Plus proudly backs the Bears.
Again, we wanted to also highlight Thursday night, your undefeated B team or your JV team, a winner again. And boy, that group of kids, I know we talked about that, and I've talked to the other coaches at some point. You know, when you go into the season, especially with the JVs, you just don't maybe necessarily know what you have. And now look at where you are right now, an undefeated team beating two teams in a row that were undefeated themselves coming in, and that group's playing really good football right now too.
Beating three, as a matter of fact, beating Franklin,
and
Tuscola.
Yeah.
And, you know, Franklin and Tuscola both, you know, were really close games, and in the West, you know, wasn't that far out of hand either. But, you know, the thing that has really helped us is we've been really balanced on offense there too.
Yeah.
We've had some touchdown passes in there and had some good runs, and but it all starts up front, just like what it does for our varsity too. And those guys are just doing a phenomenal job up front. And all three of those teams we played that we just beat were much bigger than us. Our kids just played harder. You know, they grinded, did a really good job fighting up front. And, you know, it's nice to see those kids be successful. You know, and they've got three games to go.
Right.
You know, we preached to them, finished the deal. You know, you're in a driver's seat now. You got rid of the three hardest ones. You know, can you stay focused enough to finish the deal?
And, you know, there's still opportunities. We still got the next two games for the JVs are at home. People need to come out and watch that bunch and support them. And you had a great crowd on Thursday night, too.
probably the second biggest crowd of the year, varsity or JV.
Wow.
You know, I think the Inca crowd was bigger than, than that one, but that was a great crowd for a JV game. I don't think I've ever seen that.
Yeah, no, I mean, that, it was great for the gate, and it's good support for those kids. Listen, you had a couple things that you wanted to mention there, you know, with regard to the program, too.
A couple things on the rivalry series does that's really neat. They do a scholarship, you know, for our highest GPA on the team. Michael Trantham got that last night, and, you know, I want to say congratulations to him. That's a great honor. And then they also do a rivalry Hall of Fame, and that went to Mr. Danny Miller last night, longtime coach and principal at Pisgah High School. And just wanted to give those two a shout-out. You know, it's phenomenal to be a part of this and see them recognizing people in our community like that's really good.
You talk to the rivalry series people ahead of time about anything, or you just kind of, at least when you're on the road maybe, or does it, you know, you just kind of show up and you go through the process there?
We do. We talk to them. I started seeing them come through about Wednesday. They did a couple of the activities there at the high school, you know, competition between the two schools and some of the cardiovascular stuff.
Yeah.
And then I got a chance to talk to the broadcast people, and you know, they just kind of wanted to give, you know, I think guess the coaches to give kind of highlights of the game or things that you'd have to do in order to win the ball game, and of course rosters and those things. But you don't get a chance to sit down with them too much, but it's more than you usually do on a normal week. So you know, it's nice, and I'll say this: it's nice for it to be an away game, because it's not as busy. You don't have as many distractions. But I certainly like being on the river a lot better.
Absolutely. And, I think one of the things we always hear about is that, you know, that week and particularly the week before, you get a lot of requests. People want you to do this and talk about this and make this appearance and that kind of thing. It's tough to narrow down all those distractions, right?
It is, especially when it's a home game.
Yeah.
You know, you got a lot of things going on there. But, you know, even for the JV game, we had a lot of that same type of stuff, you know, that we were getting phone calls on. But, you know, that's part of the deal. You know, when you have big games like that, you know, alumni want to be a part of it as much as they can, and you want them to. You know, that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations again. We're so proud of you and the program and everything that's going on right now. A huge win last night again over Tuscola. Again, big game next week as we go to North Henderson. That is followed by Smoky Mountain the following week on the 30th. And again, back home to finish up the regular season against Brevard on November 6th. We'll be on the air next week, 6:30. Is our airtime with the Black Bear Cafe preview. 7 o'clock is our game call. We'll be right back here again next Saturday morning for the Brett Chappell Show. For head coach Brett Chappell, this is Chad Upton. Until next week, so long, everybody.